This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here we go. It's hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're 20 minutes from Chris Young joining us here on your home of the Rangers. Ask him some questions about a weekend that might spell breakout. Of course, Evaldi on the 15, something like that. But CY is coming up here in 15 minutes, and here's the Chief with some hoops.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids down for that summer afternoon snoozer. The G-Bag Nation goes all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when the rumors are alluding to the fact that the Dallas Mavericks are going to be one of 5 teams to be able to wear some retro uniforms this upcoming season.
Okay.
So it looks like the old green Mavericks uniform.
Don Carter uniforms.
Yes, with the Dallas
from the 80s.
On the front. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. Looks like they're bringing back the green. You have 5 teams receiving a classic jersey this season. It's the Memphis Grizzlies. They look sick. The Timberwolves.
Are they from Vancouver?
It looks like there's that Vancouver twist on it.
Okay.
But it says Memphis, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland, Dallas, and Philadelphia are all going to have some classic jerseys.
76ers always have kind of cool suits, but they always have some kind of play on, you know, words and phrases, the Liberty Bell, all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, all 5 of these that I'm looking at here, including the Mavs green one, they look fantastic. I mean, you could
pretty much say
that.
Yeah, the old Don Carter suits from the days at Reunion Arena were awesome.
Yeah, and I think you could say that about just about every franchise. Their retros are way cooler than their currents.
I think there were some teams that kind of messed those things up a little bit, though. Why was they thinking there was like a bad Atlanta Hawks one or something? Like, I mean, there was something. You know what I don't like? I don't like when they have the retro and it doesn't even have the color of the actual team. Did we do that?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Weird.
You know
color
what I'm saying?
Like, I think they do that more with these new ones where they get these city editions and they're, you would never know if you were just looking at the uniforms.
I mean, I've watched games before and I'm like, who's playing tonight? You know, you can't tell by the uniform who's playing. It always seems like, the Boston Red Sox, they wear these like yellow uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Those are
and
goofy.
I guess it's something to do with the city. I'm sure somebody's going to text in and it says, oh, well, it has to do with some, you know, potato famine thing. That
be
they
careful.
Went
man. Yeah. We got a lot of listeners in Beantown.
No, but they wear those yellow uniforms. I'm like, why?
Yeah, and I think that's a great rhetorical question that we'll never know the answer to. But the retros are back for a handful of teams, including the Mavs. What are they called again? Don Carters?
The Don Carters.
They look incredible.
He's the original owner of the team. And if you notice, like, Don used to wear a cowboy hat. Like, he'd sit down courtside, so he had a white cowboy hat. And that's why if you look at the logo, they have the white hat on the, like,
love
on
it.
The M or something
love
like that.
It. Yeah. You know who's going to look great in the Don Carters?
Don Carter?
Cooper Flagg. Did you guys see the report? And you never know how real some of this stuff is, but alleging that Cooper Flagg made around $28 million in NIL deals at Duke?
Wow, that's huge. I can imagine. I buy it.
Huge.
Yeah.
$28 million?
I mean, I would think at least around 10 to 15. You know, basketball players have always been more marketable because their face, because of how they dictate success and failure more than other sports, one individual player. You know, Duke being that successful, being a white guy. You know, I think there's a lot that could go into maximizing Cooper Flagg's marketability.
Well, they're saying he made $13 million from New Balance, the shoe company, and $15 million from Fanatics.
That is remarkable.
He's also got deals with Gatorade, Court Furniture. I've rented Court Furniture before, AT&T, and the NIL store.
Just renting out furniture?
Yeah. Me?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I rented Court Furniture. And when I was in Philly, and like I didn't want to bring my furniture, I drove my furniture from Green Bay to back down to College Station where my mom and dad were at the time. And so I just rented furniture. And so when it was time for me to leave, I just called them and they came and picked it up.
That's getting it done right there.
Yeah.
Well, we did, unfortunately, this weekend, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, but we lost the legendary sports science host. That was John Brinkus, 54 years old, battling a lot of personal anxieties and depressions and stuff that I was not even aware of, but stuff has resurfaced from over the years where he's been very open about talking about it. And unfortunately, it all culminated in over the weekend, him ending his own life. And very sad, but I did want to play a clip from the old Sports Science on Dirk. And his lethal jump shot and the fade, and how difficult it was to block.
The angle.
Really unblockable. Yeah. And so here is now the late, great John Brinkus and the ESPN Sports Science on Dirk.
When Dirk gets a shot off from over 9 feet up with only 4 feet of separation and a 50-degree release angle, all you can do is hope he misses.
Nowitzki pucks it in.
And here's why Dirk's fadeaway is virtually unblockable. If you were as tall as Yao Ming with the vertical leap of Derrick Rose and jumped straight up just 4 feet away from where Dirk released his shot, you still couldn't get a hand on the ball.
Wow.
For ESPN Sports Science, I'm John Brinkus.
RIP legend. We love you, John.
Yeah, and that's quite a visualization there. Maybe the second most unblockable shot of all time, compared to only the great Kareem's Skyhook.
Skyhook.
Okay, so of course the Knicks season has ended, and within minutes it felt like of that season ending, we were getting reports out of New York about how everyone can't stand Karl Anthony Towns.
Oh no. Oh. Yeah, I guess it happened for them as well. It's unfortunate he makes that amount of money, because if he wasn't one of the top paid players in the game, you'd be like, dude, we got this big guy. He shoots threes. He can block shots. He passes. This guy's incredible. But you're kind of looking at him to be like capable of carrying a franchise, like he's Embiid or Jokic. It's just not there.
Yeah, they say publicly Knicks players made veiled comments all season about poor communication causing their inconsistencies behind the scenes. They and coaches expressed frustration with Towns' defensive habits, less concerned with his talent level and more with his process on that end. Too often, Towns executed incorrect coverages without communicating why he did it. After it became a theme, players worried Towns didn't grasp the importance of the matter. So... And we know defensively he's a liability. And I mean, there's a real chance. We got Windhorst talking about Giannis and the Knicks being a possibility. Yeah, the Raptors are now a team that is considered in the mix for Giannis's services. But I'm sure Karl Anthony Towns, I mean, some teams will obviously be very interested in him. Actually, I wanted to mention, looks like the Mavs are going to be able to keep Sean Sweeney after
all.
All
right, that's a big score.
Yeah, Mavs assistant coach Sean Sweeney, who is a defensive mastermind, he was in the running for the Phoenix Suns head coaching job, but they've narrowed it down to two other guys. So Sean Sweeney hopefully remains on staff and on the sideline with the Mavs. That is a key component to the Mavs,
you know,
anytime they've had good defenses. And the Mavs are the favorites to land Herb Jones, by the way.
Oh, wow, let's go. Is that the Bulls trade?
That's...
I'm sorry, the
he's
Pelicans?
He's with the Pelicans. Yeah, yeah, apparently they're willing to just punt on everybody. He's a 3-and-D long wing, kind of looks like Derrick Jones Jr.
Yes, that is your elite wing defender. As much as, you know, we loved what Derrick Jones Jr. have done, and Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock and some of these other guys. And then, you know, the guys that they were able to bring in last year, good, but not elite. Herb Jones is totally going to take the other team's best player and make sure he's frustrated, mm-hmm. shooting 40% or under, you know, on most nights. Like, this is the guy that could be, I think, that Lou Dort type of, hey, go get their best player and make things really tough on him all night.
Yeah, that would be a home run move if they can find a way to land him. That's a point of
attack. Definitely
a
Nico guy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Point of attack defender that you would love to have on the wing there for the Mavs. So Sean Sweeney remains, and maybe they can go make a play for Herb Jones. Now, your stat of the day comes from the Knicks loss.
Did the news come out about Sweeney?
The news came out that Shams was reporting that the Suns have narrowed it down to two guys, and Sean Sweeney's not one of them.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
I would imagine
I'd heard that they were going to meet the five met with the GM, and then the last two were going to meet with the owner. That's kind of what I heard was going on with that my one of my basketball sources was telling me.
There you
that.
Go.
Yeah.
Your stat of the day, NYC is the first metro area ever.
Can I say this, though?
Absolutely.
I did hear something else about Sweeney potentially.
Uh-oh. Better be good news.
Well, did it come out that he was staying for sure?
Because, no, that I'm just connecting dots if he's not in the running for the Suns.
Yeah, there might be some other opportunities for him. I was hearing from couple of guys in the league about that.
You can't let him go. You know, this is a guy who was on Jason Kidd's staff in Milwaukee. He was credited for helping, you know, so I'm sure Jason Kidd's going to be fine. There's other good coaches, but the way that they formed Rick Carlisle's group into a good defense, and while Sean Sweeney was credited as like the defensive coordinator of the deal, I think that is, you know, all the evidence I need, you know, to believe that. No, I mean, nobody's indispensable. Rick Carlisle, when they won their championships, he had Dwayne Casey and Terry Stotts. Two very future head coaches who had tremendous success, and you can't overrule this kind of deal.
Yeah, when you have somebody like that, you want to get that title before he inevitably leaves for the head coaching job. Mm-hmm. You hate to miss out when you have a nice staff put together. He's legit. I'll be happy for him if he gets a head job, but if he goes somewhere else as just an assistant,
yeah,
that's going to pee me right off.
I'm hearing there's a couple of teams that could be involved here with him.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
We'll hold out hope that Sean Sweeney remains a Mav. Knicks lose. Yankees lose on the same day. NYC is the first metro area ever to have an MLB team and an NBA team each lose by 15 or more on the same day, regular season or playoffs. They're making history when they take L's in New York. And somebody just asked, could Wemby block a Dirk shot? It's a great question. I think the science has shown that it's just impossible. But if anybody could do it, it would be Wemby.
Yeah.
Wemby, who only played in, I believe, 46 games this year, still led the NBA in blocks.
I mean, he said you got to be as tall as Yao Ming with the vert
of Derrick Rose.
Of Derrick Rose.
And you still wouldn't even be blocking it.
No, but Yao Ming did have short arms. So I wonder what the arm difference is from Yao Ming to Wemby. That might be enough with the wingspan.
Yeah, 46 games Wemby played in, still led the league in blocks. Almost four per game is what he got. Congratulations to Pascal Siakam, who is the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. The video of Tyrese Halliburton thinking he was going to get it, and he starts inching closer as they make the announcement, was truly hilarious. And we'll play some sound a little bit later, but there it is. There's your rim sesh.
Thank you, Chief. We got Chris Young.
8 foot wingspan.
Okay.
And on Wemby.
Okay, and then Yao Ming must have been around just his height, 7'4" or so. We got to jump aside because Chris Young is set to join us. We'll talk with the Rangers president of baseball operations coming up next here in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time now for the Cy Young Show here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers President of Baseball Operations joining us Mondays at 4:20. This segment is the CY Show brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, sir. Nice chatting with you again. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
Well, I mean, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? What could this weekend mean for Marcus Semien in the offense?
Well, I think it shows how important Marcus is to us. And when he gets going, oftentimes the team gets going. And his at-bat quality, and we thought we saw some signs over the last several weeks that we thought that Marcus was starting to turn the corner. And our hope is that this continues. But he's so important to our team. He's played an elite defense. He's a leader on the field and off the field. And he's just so critically important to us. So if he continues this, you know, we're going to get Corey going at some point here, and the rest of these guys are going to follow suit. It's just exciting to see the offense have two really good games, and my hope is that we can start stringing together, you know, several of these in a row where the offense really just puts up big numbers.
When we saw you on Friday, you said Semien's going to hit. This is going to be better, and I noticed how convicted you were when you said that. What made you that way?
Well, as we looked at some of the advanced metrics, there are a lot of indicators that suggest that Marcus is still the same hitter he's always been. There are a couple mechanical things that we've had to work on, but we felt like from a mechanical point standpoint, he's the same guy. I mean, the advanced metric, he's the same guy, and we just need to get the mechanics ironed out. But he's hit the ball hard. His bat speed's still really good. And that, you know, we felt like it's just a matter of time before he starts to figure out the mechanic. And when he does, you know, he's going to be in a good spot. And I didn't know the timing when I said it, that he would have such a great weekend. But regardless, it was fun to see him hit.
Is it usually mechanical things, or how much of it is just like a approach?
Well, I think some of it's mechanical, some of it's approach, and some of it's just mental and confidence. And, you know, these guys, I say it all the time, they're not robots. And so you got to remember that they, you know, at times lack confidence. They don't feel comfortable. They try new things. They don't have results immediately. And, you know, they don't know where to turn. So I think it's a matter of really just trying to give them the support that they need from a mechanical standpoint, working with them when they've been at the best, they've been the best versions of themselves. So looking at times in their career where they've really been at their best and trying to identify what they did then, what they're doing now, if their body will allow them to be that same player, which, you know, for a lot of these guys, we feel like they are the same, you know, the same athletes that we've seen. And then, you know, psychologically helping them from a confidence standpoint to just, you know, relax and say, hey, you do this, you're going to be fine. The results are going to come. Just trust the process. It will come.
CY, with the Nathan Eovaldi news, as a fan, you hear everything is okay. You know, everything appears to be okay. And then he's put on the 15-day injured list there. And is this one of these things that, you know, and maybe it's a little bit worse we're kind of thinking like, oh, everything's okay. We're going to be out of the woods here. But is it one of those things? I mean, should fans be worried about these types of things?
Well, any time a pitcher misses time, you know, I have a level of worry, a level of concern, but we have one of the best team doctors in terms of arm specialties with the elbow and shoulder, and Dr. Keith Meister. And Keith has examined Nathan. I've spoken to Evo, Botaz. We're all pretty confident that this is going to be a short stint on the okay. IL. And sometimes these things, it doesn't necessarily mean he couldn't pitch through it, or it's not very serious. I think what it means is we're looking at the big picture, and it doesn't make sense to make him pitch through something or ask him to come back and try to compete before he's 100%, because we're playing the long game here. I mean, ideally, right. We're going to get between 180 and 200 innings from Evo. Jacob has been on pace for, you know, close to 180 innings right now, which is more than we had really mapped out for him. So these guys have pitched so well that they've got some innings thresholds that, you know, they may hit that we want to sort of monitor. And when they're feeling something that may be just minor, there's no sense in making either one of those guys, or Tyler Mahle for that matter, pitch through it and jeopardize the big picture here, because those guys are so critically important to our success.
I think that's brilliant. You know, I think, you know, if this team could get to October, it could be really dangerous if Evo is there. Are you guys more cautious with pitchers or the staff in general than average or than you've been in the past?
You know, I don't know what average is across the league, so I can't say. I mean, I do think that we're very, very communicative and on top of our pitchers, their workloads, their throwing programs, their bullpens, the number of pitches they throw in their bullpens, their extra days rest, our strength conditioning team, our medical team. We call that our performance departments, and we have somebody who oversees it. We have a specific physical therapist assigned to our starting pitchers. We're very diligent. I mean, they're invaluable in terms of what they mean. It's the fastest way for a season to go south, frankly, mm-hmm. when you lose starting pitching. And we're going to do everything we can to keep our group out there. And we have, you know, we feel like we have pretty good depth with our starting pitching, but you never want to lose any of them.
Chris Young with us here on The Fan. What's the game plan here in the short term for Adolis?
Well, I think, you know, we've talked to Adolis about some of the mechanical changes that we think are necessary. We do believe athletically that this guy is still in his prime, that he can be the same player, close to the same player that he was in 2023. And with a couple little changes, that he can really bounce back. And, we're working through those right now. Sometimes those changes are hard to make in competition. For the reasons I identified, the guys they lack confidence, they don't feel comfortable, and it's hard to ask them to go compete when they're changing things. So some of it's a matter of just how quickly we can make these changes with Adolis, how quickly he can buy into these changes and feel good with them. And then, you know, another aspect of this is who's performing. I mean, we're getting Evan Carter back tomorrow. We'll have Wyatt, Evan, Osuna, Sam Haggerty's been playing very, very well, all in the outfield. Josh Smith can play outfield now that Corey's going to be back at short more. So, you know, for Adolis, like, as much as he is, you know, an important piece to us, there's also a performance aspect to this that he needs to perform. And over the last 45 days, he has not performed at a level that is going to help us win that, like, we need. And so we do need better from him.
You know, he's a legend, and he was amazing, and he still is, and he's so talented, and he's beloved by the fans and the clubhouse. So I wouldn't ask this question easily, but did him being out, like, spark the lineup in any way, either psychologically or just, you know, production wise?
No, I don't think so. I think that these guys are professionals, and we've got really good players. And I think just really, you know, we put some hot players in the lineup with Haggerty and Osuna, and they got extra playing time mainly because Adolis didn't play. And, you know, they did some things that helped us win, maybe in a different way than, you know, Adolis can hit a home run at any point. But the quality of the bat and the approach, hasn't been to the level that we need recently. And Haggerty and Osuna have had, you know, very good quality at bats. And, they each laid down some bunts this weekend, something we haven't been doing much of. They can steal bases. And, you know, when the offense isn't slugging, we've got to find ways to create. And these are different players who provide a different style that has allowed us to, you know, score some runs. And we'll see where it goes.
See why, when, and if I could circle back with Adolis, veteran guy, like, Gavin was talking about, you know, World Series champ. How difficult are those conversations? And do you believe in just being upfront with him and saying, hey, this is where we're at right now, and that's the approach we need to take?
Yeah, this is about winning games and the team, the players that are going to help us win. And as much as we love Adolis, like I said, there's been 45 days of like extended struggle here,
right,
without real sign that it's going to change. And until we change something mechanically, just in fairness to the team,
right,
we have to put the group out there that is going to produce. And so, you know, we want him to make these changes. We expect that he can make them quickly. And if he does, we think he's going to get back to being a great player. But certainly we need to see some progress with it before I think we feel comfortable to where he, and so that he's going to produce and help us win at the, you know, like we know he can. So we're hopeful, but we need the progress here.
I'm going to ask you this question. How's the buy-in from his end been?
I think he understands. I think he's frustrated. He understands. I think he, you know, he worked on some things this off season and probably didn't get the results that maybe he wanted. I think he understands that he needs to change. And so, and ultimately, you know, the playing time, I think, is something that just you can't argue with. And so right. I think that's the thing that, you know, he knows he wants to win. He wants to be a part of this, and he's a great teammate. He's a great person. So I think the buy-in is going to be good, but it's going to take a little bit of time here.
Okay. All right. It's Chris Young here with you on The Fan. Is this a Jack Leiter breakout? Are you as fired up about him as his dad is on MLB Network? How would you talk about what we saw Friday?
Well, Jack was great. It was fun to watch. He's, I think, with every outing, gaining confidence, and we're seeing really how talented he is. Even when he doesn't have his best command, he can still compete and really pitch well against some of the best lineups in baseball. So it's fun to watch. I'm very happy for Jack. It's probably not been as fast of a road to the big leagues as maybe we all anticipated, but Jack has worked every step of the way. He deserves all the credit for the success he's having. And I'm probably not as proud as his dad, because I don't think anything can replace that fatherly love. But nonetheless, we're thrilled for him, and he's a huge part of our team. And if we're going to go to where we believe we can this year, Jack's going to be a big part of it.
What's the status of Chris Martin?
Chris is doing really well. He threw a live BP on Sunday, felt good. As long as he feels good tomorrow, he's likely to be activated. It could be Wednesday if he needs one more day after the live BP. But I anticipate seeing Chris this week, assuming he comes in after the off day in Tampa and feels good.
Speaking of off days, I was saying earlier, you know, what caused this breakout? Is it a couple of days off? Like, did these guys just need a reset day and maybe get that mental health up a little bit?
You know, I think so. But part of being a good big leaguer is the grind, and then just knowing every day that you got to be able to grind. There's a mental toughness required for it. And I think I'd be doing our players a disservice to say that, that they were worn out or that mentally they are exhausted, because I don't think that's the case. I think they know and they're capable of handling a full season. So, I think just, you know, maybe having a full, healthy team, getting Corey Seager back is a huge part, even though maybe he didn't have as many hits this weekend. Just the confidence it gives everybody else. Maybe it's the way that opposing pitchers attack our lineup with Corey Seager in it. And just, I think, you know, guys starting to get hot at once and playing for each other. So I just think that this is part of the season and the ebbs and the flows. But my hope is that we see continued performance, continued improvement from an offensive standpoint, and the performance that these guys showed this weekend will sustain the rest of the year.
See, why are there any quirks we need to know about Steinbrenner Field?
No, it's going to be hot and humid, and I guess we'll have a weather delay at some point this weekend. So sure. This time of year in Florida, you get those daily thunderstorms. But again, both teams are playing in the same conditions, and I'm looking forward to watching our group go compete against a Tampa club that's been hot recently, and we know that they're talented.
We'll give them hell. We'll be pulling for you. Thank you.
Guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
There he goes. Rangers President of Baseball Operations, Chris Young, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. And, coming off this offensive breakout from this weekend and hearing him, I tomorrow night, 6 o'clock pregame?
Yeah. Well, they're first trying, pitch, like 6:35. You say, remember we used to have those early games in Tampa when they played at the Trop, and but now they, like he's talking about, they've backed all these games up 30 minutes to try and avoid the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what they're kind of dealing with. So a little bit later for the Tampa games.
Hey, bravo on the questions, boys. I mean,
hey, yeah,
I feel killing like it. Little feet to the fire action. That was nice.
I don't feel like I asked it the right way, but I tried.
But you asked.
You got it in there.
I tried to, in the spirit of the question. Mm-hmm. I'm never good at phrasing the question.
And how receptive has Adolis been to all this?
Yeah.
Ooh. Pretty strong. Did everybody get a little fire lit under him because Adolis wasn't in the lineup?
I think so.
I'm just sitting here marveling.
See, the thing about it was, I mean, I know from my question of it, like, I didn't expect him to tell me he took it like crap.
Yeah.
You know, if he would have said this, if he'd have gone, well, you know, Adolis is a competitive guy.
Yeah.
That would have told me that Adolis got in his face about it. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you trying to do?
I mean, it's 3 days off.
Yeah.
Three is like 100.
Yeah. What are you trying to do to me here?
Yeah.
You know, but I think that I like what he said about it's about winning.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he's going to do whatever he has to do to win. So I appreciate that about him.
Me too. Yeah. Especially
that's
taking CY. 2-3.
Yeah.
Okay. C-Note 2 coming up next. We'll have some Joe Milton audio top storylines as we get into week 3 of OTAs. Media availability tomorrow as well. So we're going to be in a highly content rich environment over the next 30 hours. And we're back to set some of that stuff up with you next here in the G-Bag.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MENS-T today or visit MensTClinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nation. Oh, thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. I'm going to try to get these Joe Milton cuts in here. A couple of pretty good ones coming to you in just a second. But let's go to Tommy Yarish, DallasCowboys.com. Remaining OTA storylines here as tomorrow will be the final practice that has media availability. Who's going to emerge as the green dot linebacker on defense is one of his questions. Kendricks, you know, gone. Now you have Murray, you have Sanborn, you have Leofau. Does that have Sanborn's name written all over it to you, Brian? Green dot linebacker for the Cowboys?
Yeah, he's the type of guy that very familiar with Flus's scheme and, you know, for the last 3 years, you know, been able to kind of be a part of that. So, yeah, he's got that kind of capability. I think Leofau would be a guy that would also be in the mix for that as well, as we talked about. So, but Sanborn, because of his knowledge with Flus and working with him, Flus probably trusts him to be able to handle that.
The other question, can Miles Sanders make a push for running back one? I don't really know who it is. I think I would bet on Jaden Blue or Jadon Blue being the guy in the second half of the season. Coming out of camp or right now, I just want Sanders or Williams to be pretty dang good. I don't think that's too much to ask from these guys, Brian.
No, it isn't. And, you know, I'm interested in Maffa and his, where he's going to fall in all this. But it seems like there's been some...
Man, you show a lot of faith in seventh-round picks or day three guys.
Well, I think they have to play. Me personally, I wouldn't have drafted him. But I'm interested because they saw something in him I didn't.
Okay.
And I'm hopeful that they prove me wrong about that. It looks like to the media availability last week, that it looks like Miles Sanders showed like he had a little juice to him.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. These backs, they getting out of Carolina might be exactly what he needed. Williams a couple of years removed from a knee injury, but I want to believe that Sean probably moved on from him because he probably felt like he could run the ball.
Here's a good question. Question three, can Brevin Span Ford make a push for tight end two? He's 6'7", 270, and when you see him out there, you're like, man, if they could get something going here, it's Rico Gathers time, you know, as far as a size mismatch or, you know, a physicality mismatch. I just think that Schoonmaker's coming on here. I wouldn't be surprised if Schoony has big year three coming to you, Brian. Maybe you could finally be proven right about that guy.
Yeah, maybe so. We'll see. We'll see how that plays. But, you know, he's got a lot to the fact that he's now a couple years in, the experience, he knows about the training. He has to stay healthy. But there was some flashes where he was able, when Ferguson was in there, he was able to do some quality things. So let's see how that plays out.
Then what is Hunter Lipke's role going to look like? To be determined. I think kind of Swiss Army knife who can do some things, but isn't going to be a huge part of the offensive playmaker group. I'd love to be pleasantly surprised on that. Where does Wanye Thomas fit in the secondary? We were talking about safety possibilities. Apparently he's been lining up in a nickel corner as well. I thought that was going to be Mukuwamu. You know, I think that Mukuwamu, but it's apparent they're not sold on any one guy here at this point in the offseason, and they're going to try to probably a bunch of different guys throughout the summer and into training camp.
Yeah, which is a little bit scary, but that's what you have to do when this is the status of the room. I would expect Mukuwamu to kind of take ownership of that particular role. We saw flashes of it a couple of years ago with Dan Quinn when he moved him inside there. I was like, oh. Might have a place here, but then it never really developed into anything else. So I like the idea of a competition and see who can stick, but that's a hugely important role.
One of my favorite things over the weekend was looking at a lot of the interviews from DallasCowboys.com that they had last week. They'll have more of them tomorrow, but you're really getting an opportunity to learn a lot about the new guys. And here was quarterback Joe Milton talking with reporters for the first time in a big way, and he was asked, was the trade a surprise?
Yes, it did catch me by surprise. Was I surprised? Yes. I kind of woke up around like 7 o'clock, woke up to a call, and I knew I was getting traded. And, you know, only thing I could have done at that – well, only thing I did at that moment was thank God, I'm blessed. So coming here was a blessing. I didn't know it was going to be here. My agent said it was multiple teams that called, so I didn't know where I was going to end up. I was just thankful to go somewhere.
Why are you blessed to be here? What was it about?
Man, back in the heat, for one. They allowed me to play in the dome, for two. For three, it's America's team. And then also, it's just great to learn from somebody like that.
Yeah. The heat, the dome, America's team, a lot to like about this situation. A franchise quarterback who's not just getting into the league, a legitimate opportunity here, whether it's through injury or age, to get a crack at this thing. So congrats to Joe Milton. Nothing but the best for him. Now, how his girlfriend helps him learn the offense is cut too. Here we go.
The best way to do it is learn by concepts. And then when you get time off, learn the formations, and then you'll be fine. Because the more you learn the concepts, the better you'll know where guys will be. But I feel like guys are different. I feel like for me, and what one of my quarterback trainers taught me is use poker chips, put some letter on poker chips, and move those guys around. Get a slip of white tape, make that your line of scrimmage, and move that around because it's easier instead of drawing and erasing. So my girl, she'll have the script, and she'll literally call out a play, and I have to repeat it back to her, and then my poker chips will be lined up, and then I'll just draw up the formation or line the poker chips up in the formation, and then I move them around based off which routes they have.
I love it. You know, that actually reminds me of the Aaron Rodgers documentary. I watched half of it this weekend, and he was talking about how some coach that he was with asked him to, you know, manipulate. I think it was checkers. It wasn't poker chips, but similar type of deal. And, you know, moving around, and it's, you know, something that stood out to me from that show over the weekend. By the way, I think I'm losing a grip of not liking Aaron Rodgers after this show. I know it's a documentary about him. It's built to make him likable. Mm-hmm. But he's a lot more likable than I thought, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was definitely a takeaway that I had as well. We got Blake Elliott in the studio here.
Look
Fan
at this.
After dark, getting here early. Look at Blake.
Thanks,
showing
Blake.
Up
in that work. Man. Love you, man.
Hours early.
7 to 11 Fan After Dark tonight, buddy. How you doing? You know, when I work nights, 7 to midnight, I would show up about 3 o'clock.
Really?
You know, just
maniacal about it. Or was that the pregame beers?
That was pregame beers, and then it was Tiny Baby at the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, got to get in early, babe. You know? Gonna go do that extra prep. You know. There's a Zach Martin salary cap story that's tough to fully get, but he retired before his contract is over. That creates $16.4 million of hit for 2026. So I guess they extended him last year. Maybe they should have just moved on. I think all things being equal, you would have just moved on from Zach Martin if you knew it was going to end like this. But you know, I especially as soon as a player's talking retirement, it's usually time to move on. But that was one of the stories today is, that they're going to have a big hit there next year as they're trying to get Bland and Tyler Smith and Micah Parsons and looking for new contracts as well. You're going to be dealing with that. Now, it's not a surprise for them, but it is interesting accounting news. Okay, the Stars have left the building, but not before key guys talk to reporters. We'll take a look at what happens next and some Stars audio here as we look forward to their offseason coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.